Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. I'm so proud to present live music to Westchester County. It reminds me of growing up on Long Island. I used to watch UHF station. It was Channel 47. And Zachary, the old guy from Chula Theater, used to have a disco teen party. I used to love that. But anyway, today we've got some fantastic live music from Erin Shull.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. You know, this show's about local music, and to me, local is Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And you are from?
New Jersey, Princeton area.
Nice. You want to introduce the members of your band?
We have Arna Wendt on piano. And Pat Reem, our musical director, on guitar.
And Pat's Mike, and he isn't. Well, let's talk about your recently released enhanced CD called...
Fourth and Broadway.
I love it. Laura behind camera one lets me know when I can put it down. We got John on camera two, and today we've got sound people and a director, Keith and Rita. I'm very, very pleased. So, how did you come up with the name?
The name, actually, it's kind of a long story. Well, not a long story, but I'll give you the quick version.
I'm in no hurry.
We went down to Nashville to promote our first CD, and we played a bunch of gigs, and the one night we were off, we decided to play the street. So we wanted to be street musicians. So we went to a corner on the main strip in Nashville. It was 4th and Broadway.
Wow.
And we actually made more money and sold more CDs on the street than we did at all our shows.
The Dixie Chicks started that way in Nashville. So you have good company. Now, who did you take down there with you?
I took Pat, and I had a trumpet player with me, and I have a couple friends that are musicians down there, so we use them.
Okay, because that's a weird trio, singer, trumpet, and...
It usually worked pretty well.
Yeah, we used to do it all the time.
Yeah, we did. We had a jazz trio going.
Wow, that's great. So, now, 4th and Broadway, and the fact you're wearing a nice gown led me to believe it would be Broadway-style music.
Broadway.
But it's not.
No, we were going for the look. We were going for kind of like a New Orleans-y vibe with like a 1940s, 30s Hollywood glamour style to it, hoping for like a jazzy blues feel.
Cool. And they loved it down in Nashville, huh?
Oh, yeah. The first one, too, they ate them up.
Now, is this on your own label, or...?
We have a company me and Pat started, Ruby Music, so it's off of that. It's not really a record label, it's more like a, I don't know, music entertainment company.
A juggernaut. I was watching a special on Soul Train, speaking of juggernauts, so hopefully you're not going to do Soul Train, but maybe
we might. You never know.
Yeah, you never know what else.
Yeah, they had David Bowie on it. He was wild on that show. But anyway, you know, as I said, the more I do the show, the less you see of me. So I'm going to disappear and let your talent shine through. Four songs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song's called Moment. Okay. It's also co-written with Pat Roo. Thank you.
You plan on
My soul.
My soul? Playing on it? Or is it still listening?
Okay.
Yeah, I still got the capo on.
Okay.
You know, unexpected. That was the wrong way. There we go. This song on the CD is usually a duet, but I'm going to sing all the parts.
Time for one more.
Cool. All right. We'll get warmed up.
We're just getting warmed up. All right.
Yeah, My Soul.
The song is called My Soul. I wrote it with a friend of mine when I was a teenager, probably about 16 or 17.
I make it, I'm gonna have someone carry my stool for me. And I'll get a wireless mic.
There you go.
That's when I know I've made it.
Oh, these lapel mics are pretty cool.
those lapel mics, $500.
Wow.
A piece.
That's more than mine.
Great job. We talked about a few questions earlier, but I'm interested in, I hear Susan Tedeschi in what you do a little bit.
I'm a huge fan.
I have her first album, that's it.
Wow. You gotta get the other ones because they're all...
They're all good?
Yeah.
Name some other influences, some other female vocalists you like.
Ava Cassidy.
Not familiar with her.
Aretha Franklin.
I think I've heard of her.
Etta James?
Yes. Do you know Shaky Ground?
I have it, but I'm not...
She has a nice version of that. The Temptations originally did it.
I like her version of Take It to the Limit, the Eagles.
Oh, really?
She does a really cool version of that.
Never heard it.
Who else?
Ella Fitzgerald. Female?
Male works for me, too.
I was a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Female, more. I actually was raised on country music, so I could probably give them some credit too.
I'm a huge country fan. Tell them, name them.
Martina McBride.
Yes.
Yeah. Reba McEntire.
Reba. Most people know her from the TV show.
Oh, wow.
They don't know that she's had like a million.
Yeah.
That Weekend was... in New England was one of her first.
She's great. Great voice.
Who else?
Dolly Parton. I don't think she's influenced like my vocal styles, but I love her music and her songwriting.
I was working at NYU Medical Center when she checked in for a touch-up. I guess you gotta redo them every couple of years.
I guess I don't have the problem.
So we were talking earlier about CDs you might take to a desert island. I don't care how many you name. Just name a few.
See, I'd have to name all those artists. Plus, like, John Mayer and Derek Trucks. Glenn Miller. I love Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller?
Yeah.
Wow. I had my mom's old 78s with Glenn Miller on them.
I used to, when I was a kid, I used to dance around the house with my mom to Glenn Miller, to In the Mood.
Is she your manager, your mom?
She's, I wouldn't say she's my manager, but she helps me out a lot. Like, she's, I'm her boss, but she,
Does she know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she bosses me around, too.
That's her job.
Yeah, her job is to boss me around.
Yeah.
You know what?
She helps me a lot.
You teach?
Yes. I teach vocal and guitar, beginning guitar.
And Pat teaches?
Yeah, we're at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it, baby.
At Dave Phillips Music in Flemington, New Jersey.
That's right. There might be Flemingtons all over the world. Someone was just telling me they were going to college in Brooklyn, but it was Brooklyn, Ohio or something.
Oh, wow.
So that's
Is that like Springfield? Big. This is Springfield in like every state.
That's right.
Yeah, this is Springfield everywhere, definitely.
Well, I got to thank Eugene Foley, who contacted me out of the blue, and Foley Entertainment told me he had a number of acts who would be interested in coming on. Steve Dunn, you, Aaron Shule. So far, just fantastic. The man has great taste. I want to thank you guys so much from paying to leave New Jersey and coming to Westchester. And best wishes.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Great job.
Oh, yeah, thank you.